we are stood near Aylesbury, just north of Aylesbury, but just by some signs which say HS2 crosses here. So this is the exact point where the high-speed rail line is going to cut through the Chilterns. Where do you stand on it?
Well, I think that if we're going to tackle the increasing demand for transport, the least worst way is by building extra railway capacity, not by building endless extra lanes on the M25 and M40, not by building yet more airports and more domestic flights, but by using our rail network and, if necessary, building extra rail capacity.
And is a high-speed rail line the only way to do that?
Well, the existing route, for example, the West Coast Main Line, has already been upgraded. That's just been finished. And it's been upgraded about as far as Victorian infrastructure can be. I think if we're going to build new rail capacity, upgrading the existing network is about as realistic as saying we didn't need to build the M40, we can upgrade the A40 to motorway standards. I think we all realise, if we're familiar with road transport, that upgrading an A road to motorway standards is impractical. And therefore, a new railway does seem an effective way of providing new capacity.
It's quite surprising, really, that you think this, Mark, because you just live a couple of miles up the road, and what we've been hearing repeatedly over the last few months from people who live in the Chilterns is that they don't want it ruining their local countryside. So this is going to be quite near to where you live.
Well, actually, I think the logical thing to do would be to put it alongside an existing motorway such as the M1 or M40. Currently, they're anticipating a 250-mile-an-hour railway. No one in Europe operates to that speed. No one operates above 200 miles an hour. If the speed was reduced to 200, the curves could be eased out, and I'm sure it could be put alongside the M1 or M40, which, to be honest, when you're looking at a six-lane, two-hard-shoulder, one-central-reservation motorway producing 24/7 noise and pollution, a two-track electrified railway that's silent at night and silent between trains, no one will notice that if it's put there.
Is it realistic to change the plans now? Could that still happen? Could it, say, change route and go alongside a motorway?
This is a long-term project and it needs to be got right. So I think those options do need to be looked at very, very carefully.
So you're broadly supporting the project, but you do think it needs to be a bit adapted?
I think in principle a high-speed line has proved very successful all over Europe. I think it's needed in Britain, but we need to get it right and not destroy the countryside that we've got.